You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 440. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, my friend, and welcome back to another awesome podcast with me, your host, Ange, business consultant, keynote speaker, and podcaster who help women around the world create strategy and scale their businesses. Now, today I'm taking a little bit of a different direction because I want to share with you something that absolutely stopped me in my tracks last week. And it's personal. It happened to my son. And I promise this podcast episode isn't just about parenting. It is so much more than that. This podcast is about business. This is about leadership. And this is about why the world needs more women using their voices. So let me take you back to last week, where I was told by my son's school that my son's disability isn't disability enough. That's right. My son's disability isn't disability enough. Now, I'm a little bit confused because my son was diagnosed with ADHD and anxiety back when he was 7. He just turned 16 this week. So I'm a little bit confused about how this isn't a disability. You also see I'm an ex-mental health clinician of 15 years where I used to diagnose people with schizophrenia, bipolar, etc. So based on some of the criteria that we have to find, he does have a disability. My same son has had a support plan in place at this particular school for year 7, year 8, year 9, and he's now in year 10. So when I was told that he doesn't qualify for help and that his disability isn't disability enough, you could say that I was a little bit shocked. But then it got worse. I was told by the inclusion coordinator that maybe he should just drop down in mass and that if he wants proper support, we should just pay for it privately. Now, here's the kicker. I can afford private education, but my son also deserves to be able to access support during school hours and be with his peers. Now, here's the other kicker. You might think, Ange, well, have you been being proactive? Proactive? I've been proactive since the second week of school when I reached out on February 7th to get the right structures in place to ensure that he had wraparound support and didn't fall through the cracks. Now, when I say fall through the cracks, full transparency, Finley can be really smart in some subjects. He gets A's and B's. He's got no behavioral problems, goes to school every single day, plays on the volleyball excellence program. And often he gets, what would you say, he falls through the cracks because he ticks all the boxes. But the way that Finley's brain works is that if his brain has to learn things like Japanese or math, especially in year 10, when it's getting more complicated and you build upon layers, his brain doesn't adjust. And for the university that he wants to go to and the subjects that he wants to take in university, he needs math. So you could say it was extremely disheartening when I was told that he should just drop down in mass and that his disability isn't disability enough. It's not only disheartening, but it's fucking unlawful. The Disability Discrimination Act and the Disability Standards for Education require schools to make adjustments so kids with disabilities can learn on the same basis as their peers. Yet here I am fighting, 7 months of fighting. You know, I'm tired, I'm angry, but I refuse to be silent because my son deserves a voice. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend, Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures of revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. Now, you might be thinking, Ange, why the hell are you sharing this on a business podcast? And I told you that I would relate this back to business, and this is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm sharing this with you because what happened to my son is exactly what happens in business every single day. Women being told that their business isn't big enough to deserve investment. Entrepreneurs being told that they're not ready enough to go after that contract. Leaders being told they're not experienced enough to have a seat at the table. Just like schools push kids aside, the business world pushes women aside unless we start to push back. I've had a woman in my mastermind told by an accountant, don't worry about strategy and investing. You're too small for that. I've had a corporate client who's told me we don't need a woman at the leadership panel. The men can cover that. I've had my fair share of who do you think you are, Ange, to be running a $1 million mastermind and working with the women that you do? Does any of this sound familiar? Here's the truth. Voice is a business strategy. Let me repeat that. Your voice is a business strategy. Silence doesn't just keep us safe, it keeps us stuck. When you don't speak up, the client keeps underpaying you. The team member keeps burning you out. That opportunity gets handed to someone else. And when you do speak up, you shift the entire playing field. Think about the women who have built 7, 8, and 9-figure businesses. They weren't necessarily the smartest or the most experienced, but they sure the hell use their voice, just like I have. They have pitched, they have asked, they have demanded for better. Because leadership isn't about titles. It's about our responsibility. It's the CEO saying, we're not just going to tick the diversity box. We're going to change how we hire. It's not just a small business owner saying, I'm not discounting my work anymore. I'm worth full price. It's the women in a meeting saying, hold on, my idea hasn't been heard yet. The world doesn't just need more businesses, it needs more leaders. And leadership starts when you use your voice. So let me ask you this. Where in your business are you letting silence cost you money? Where in your team are you avoiding hard conversations because it's uncomfortable? Also ask yourself this, where are you letting someone else decide that you're not good enough? Because here's the thing, if a 16-year-old boy with ADHD and anxiety can be told he's not disabled enough, then every single day, women in business are being told they're not enough too. And just like I will not fucking stand by while my son is dismissed, I don't want you standing by while your voice or your business is dismissed either. So my friends, this is your reminder. Your voice is not just your power, it's your responsibility. Use it for your children, use it for your clients, use it for your team, use it for yourself. Because the world needs women who speak up. The world needs leaders who don't shrink. And the world needs you to remember you are more than enough. Thanks for tuning in today while I go off on a mini rant. However, I think it's important that we continue to use our voices after years and years and years of women being suppressed, not being able to vote and doing all those things. It is more important than ever before to make sure that you continue to use your voice as a strategy, not only for business, but also in your life. This is Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting. If there's anything I can do to help you support and grow your business, make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au. And don't forget, there are less than 20 tickets left. That is right. Less than 20 tickets left for my 3-day Women in Business conference. So make sure that you also head to angelahenderson.com.au and secure one of your tickets today. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to you joining me again for another awesome episode. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.